I clambered up into the loft. "It's in the boxes marked dead," he shouted up. My stepdad had actually stood up, the first time I'd seen him standing in ages. And he'd actually paused the film. He never pauses the film, just watching It's a Wonderful Life over and over again. "You see them? There's loads of them." "Yeah, there is really loads of them," I called down. "Tens of boxes marked dead, hiding in plain sight." I'd seen these boxes before and I assumed he'd just meant dead as in useless, finished, obsolete VHS videos. But they were actually videos of the people that my stepdad had killed. "Pass them down," he said with glee. I did, his eyes lit up red. "And in one of the boxes up there, there should be the player. Pass that down as well." So many videos. All with the names on the labels and why they'd been killed. Mary, smoker who then had throat lozenges. Frank, early queue for the pension, annoying. Kelly, useless barking dog. I stopped in my tracks. What? What? I froze. "What is it?" he shouted up. "You killed our dog." "Of course I did," he laughed. "But I thought Kelly was shot in an armed robbery." He spluttered. "You believe that? Dogs don't get shot in armed robberies. You and your mum are out. I took my chance to silence that useless barking bastard once and for all." "What?" "Yeah, I took the shotgun and shot the dog in the head." "Why?" I shuddered. "Why?" "You're asking the wrong question, Nathan. Why not?" "Why not? Because we love that dog. Did you? Did you really?" he said. "Or was it just a little annoying barking little twat? We pretend we love our dogs, but do we really? Wouldn't we be better? Wouldn't we be better off if these things were not in our lives?" "Undoubtedly. Feed me, water me. Yeah, but what are you actually putting back into society? Just like the rest of the fuckers I killed. Feed me, water me. Life isn't a given," he shouted. "Stop assuming you can just live and take, take, take." "Kelly was a dog," I pleaded. "I do not care," he screamed. "Human animal, if you're not contributing anything to society, if you're not making a difference to the world, then you not only deserve to die, but the world will be better if you died." "That's not true." I shook my head. "Let me take you back," he said. "Watch these videos with me and you'll see. I made the world a better place. Watch." And as he connected up the VHS video player to the old TV that was compatible with the VHS player, watch is what I did. And you know what? I half remembered many of these people. And these dogs from our past. "Yes, you remember them now," he said quietly. "But can you really say you miss any of them?" "No. No one remembers them. And no one misses any of them. And as the saying goes, if you'll never be remembered, you may as well. be dismembered. That's not a phrase, I countered. My stepdad smiled with the devil's grin. Well, it is now.